I am Daniel Vavra. I'm creative director and co-founder of the studio. I basically came up with the idea to make this game, and now I'm doing what creative director does. Plus, I am responsible for the script.
It's an RPG, and there are a lot of medieval RPGs out there. What is so special about what would you say? Okay, just play another RPG because it's like this and that and
there
that's
are no medieval RPGs out there. They're actually exactly zero. So there are no medieval RPGs. There are fantasy RPGs. The difference is that we are not a fantasy. We are really accurate historical RPG based on actual events, on actual place that is carefully recreated to be as close to the place looked in 15th century. And basically everything is trying to be as accurate, so you can basically say that the game could serve as a time machine. If you like medieval times, it's the closest way to get there.
How do you accomplish that, the accuracy? And do you work like with guys who are historians or what? Yeah.
I read a lot of books before that. I like the period myself, so I wanted to see how it actually was. And the only way was to make it ourselves because nobody else was doing it. Most of the movies are wrong. What they show is usually really stupid. So we studied a lot. We looked how it actually how things looked, how people behaved, how the period was, and we realized that it wasn't that brown and dark. Nobody was his face covered in shit and black teeth, and nobody was walking in brown potato sacks as a clothes. Everything's quite colorful, bright. There are no stones, everything's painted. If you look at the haircuts, for example, they are quite hipster, I would say. The clothes are colorful. They wore ridiculously sexy costumes, like men were stuffing their groins with stuff to make their penises look larger, and quite rich men did it. It wasn't like vulgar, I would say. They have shoes so long and pointy that they used to have chains attached to their belts to hold the tips of the shoes. It was like ridiculously modern or hipster at the time. So most of the stuff you see in the movies is stupid. And the armors work differently. We bought swords, we bought different types of weapons, and we tried to cut pig in half if we are able to cut through bones and meat. And we were. And then we put armor on the figurine, and we were not able to pierce anything, the armor with mostly anything. So the combat is based on that. You actually cannot kill a full knight in a full plate armor with a sword. You have to make him so tired that he will basically fall down, and then you can finish him with some special move, for example. Or if you will beat his head for long enough, he will kind of die because from the shaking, not from the actual cuts. Or you can damage the armor on one place so it will fall apart or be so damaged that you will cause an injury because the armor is getting damaged as you fight. So that's the things. And I also tried to fight it myself personally. I fought with someone in armor to kind of experience how it's like to receive hits during combat. So that's how far we went.
That the game will be released in early 2018. The best thing that could happen when it's released.
Yeah, we will sell 10 million copies. That's the best thing that could happen. Well, the best thing is 100 million copies, but that's maybe like too much to say. But well, we would like to sell as many as possible. I hope that people like it. It's very complicated to make such a game. Nobody did it before, so it's very challenging. A lot of the people in the team has a lot of experience. Before, I worked on Mafia series. Designer worked on Arma and Flashpoint series. So we have some experience with open world games. But generally, it's a first open world big RPG that we are making. So it's very challenging for us. But generally, and also we chose the hard way. Every time we had a choice, we chose the harder way, like more complicated path. So there is a lot of room for problems or mistakes. But hopefully it's turning quite good, I would say. Hopefully it's fun. Right now we are just fixing bugs, polishing, fixing the last issues that we have, and we have just a couple of months to tweak everything so it's as good as possible and ship it.